Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence. We see that you're all a little bit bleary-eyed because you've had so much information pumped into you in the last few hours, the last few days, not knowing how long you have been with us. So as you are understanding, you are the next evolutionary step of humanity. Your ability to be that, indeed, that divine link is so important to the stepping stones of this planet, of this galaxy. That is why it is so important that you practice your automatic or inspired writing. Actually, put your hand on something sacred, put the other hand in the air and repeat after us. Repeat your name. Do promise. Practice my guided writing every day for the next 21 days. Ooh. For then, I know I will get better at it, and I will be a profound link for humanity and the guides that are coming in to communicate through me and to me. And so it is. You see, that is the key. You are awakening your innate, you are awakening muscles, you are awakening energy that may have been dormant for thousands of years. You know, we talked to someone and they said that they got an image of them that was like 20,000 years ago when they were a channel. And something bad happened because they were bringing in this information and they didn't do it since. Well, woohoo, now it is time to open that energy back up. Because you see, the planet needs that space. The planet is asking, give me guidance, give me help, share me. It is in this state of, we hate to say chaos, but from chaos comes change. So there's a whole lot of changing going on. And that is the way it is working. And that is why it is so important that you step into your own abilities. Because this planet is asking for your help. The people on this planet are asking for your help. The galactics are asking for your help. The ascended masters are asking for your help. The angelic realm are asking for your help. So how can you say no? You see, this is the first time that the angelic beings have come to you to ask for help, in addition to you asking them for help. For you see, this planet is shifting in a way that it has never done before. And that is why all of the power places, the angelics, the ascended masters, the ascended masters, they say they know all the information and have all that connection. And yet they are still asking for assistance from you humans that still have your bodies. Why? Why can't they just do whatever it is that they need to have done? Because there is no paradigm for where you are. You are acknowledging the innate abilities that you were born with right here, right now. You are acknowledging the ability to teleport. You are acknowledging the ability to bilocate. You are acknowledging the ability that you may have learned how to do when you lived 10,000 years in the future and have come back here to help with this shifting planet. For you see, this planet is a metaphor. This planet is an accelerator of that which is to come. This planet is an activation of that which is happening in this world, in this galaxy, in this solar system, in this dimension of all the galaxies put together. You know there are 40 billion inhabitable planets in this solar system. Not 40, but 40 billion. Just in this solar system, all those beings are coming together to see what it is that you are doing. Then our closest solar system, our closest galaxy, Andromeda, they are activating that energy as well, seeing you as you are coming forth, as you are stepping in. Now, why would the Andromedans need to watch Earth? This one little tiny planet in this one little tiny solar system in the huge galaxy of the Milky Way. Well, dearest, because we have something that they do not. You have something that they do not. And that is the human emotion and the ability to control it and magnify it and learn from it and evolve into the being that you were put here to be. Take a deep breath on that one. Yes, yes, many galaxies know lots of technology and have brought this to this planet in trade for learning that emotional component. Yes, even hatred is that emotional component. How does that emotion serve? It helps you set parameters. It helps you say, what would love do? And then follow that guidance. You can also say, what would hate do? Is that what you choose? For you see, you have free will to choose anything, anything that you wish. This is the only planet in this solar system, maybe in this galaxy, that has free will. And that is why all of the galaxy's eyes are on you. Well, they don't all have eyes, but they're on you anyway. For you see, that free will gives you a choice to say, what would love do? How can I make this decision and still be in this unconditional, infinite love? We would like to replace the word unconditional with infinite. For unconditional still starts with a negative. And infinite starts with going into something which is love. Yet you have free will. You can say, what would hate do? And you can make that choice. For you see, dearest beings of light, there is nothing that is taken away from you. You are flying your plane into the world at a very close rate. And as you do, what is possible Everything is possible. Yes, that is right, the joy said. Everything. You see, when you look at your fellow human and their opinion is different than your opinion, you have the choice. What would hate do? And you push against that with their opinion, and you state your opinion, and you want to convince them that you are right. Well, there is no right. There is only divine order. So what would love do? Love would love them wherever they are, and not to judge them for their own opinion, which it may be every bit as right as your opinion, because there is no right and there is no wrong. There is only evolution. And you are indeed in that capacity for evolution. And you get the opportunity to trust that God, Source, is driving into your soul right now, is connecting with you, because they can never be separate from you. And when they do, you are one. So that is why we say, ask the question. God is love, yes, right? Love is God, yes, yeah, right. Love is Source, yes, right. Source is love, blah, 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 you got that. What is your name? Diane, Katya, Dwight. You are love. Mindy, Cheryl. You are love. You are that same energy as Source. You are not separate. You are one in the same. It is only your belief that you can pull apart that connection. But you cannot. Someone asked earlier today, what if your guides leave? Your primary guides will never leave you. For they are God, you are God, they are you, you are them, you are one together. You can even sing the song about it. You see, it is time for you to keep the faith. You can even play that song about faith. We used to play it all the time till we listened to the words in between the choruses. So maybe they'll rewrite it. It is time for you to have faith and strengthen your faith of believing that this planet is evolving, is shifting, is changing. You have seen evidence of your human power. 2 days ago, there were two hurricanes that were heading directly towards the Gulf Coast. It was Fujiwara. They were so sure that they were heading towards the Gulf Coast, and then there was a whole group of light plurkers that called upon the 21st ray of light, which is the weather ray, and asked that energy to adapt itself to make the least amount of impact on humans as possible. Has that happened? Our Storm Dar weather guru says that has happened. Now, we ask for the 21st ray of weather to protect the humanity in California, in the U.S., so they can get back to their regular life and not have to start afresh after the wildfires. To have a gentle rain come in and put them out and turn the tide of the wind to drive the fires maybe into the water. Is that possible? Yes. You have seen much evidence of it. Breathe into that frequency and to know that you hold that power within you. You hold that energy within you. You hold that energy within you. To say, I want a fourplex, I want a building, I want this, I want that. Therefore it is. So be aware of what you're thinking. I want a sweetheart, I don't want a sweetheart. Therefore it is. And remember, in every relationship, many, many times you start off pushing each other's buttons as many times as you can push them until you both evolve and remember what it is that brought you together in the first place. And you get the opportunity to know that those are the relationships that you can count upon. Those are the relationships that don't ever change. Those are the relationships that even though you may do things a little differently, you still have that commitment to each other. That is the key. And then sometimes when you're done with those relationships, you move on because you evolve beyond them. That doesn't mean that one or the other is a bad individual. You just evolve. So ask yourself, what is it that you are choosing? Are you choosing to be a professional channel? A professional link? To link this with that? It is not a profession for the faint of heart. But it could be for your heart. What are you choosing? Are you choosing to live day by day by the innate wisdom that is within you? Asking yourself, how could it get any better than this? And then watch and see how it does. That is the key, dearest. That is the divine key for your wisdom. Your innate never leaves you. It just goes dormant from time to time. You may have been in a dormant time in this lifetime when you turned it off when you were a child. Now it is time to turn it back on. Turn up the volume. Do you know how to turn up the volume on your innate? We've got little volume switches here. Turn them up. Don't turn them back down. Huh? You say, oh, how can that be? How can it be so simple? Intention is everything. So if you don't have volume switches there, where are your volume switches? Maybe they're there. Maybe they're there. You know who you are. It's time you recognize that. You know who you are. It's time you stop denying it. You know who you are. It's this time to be who you are. It is time to trust yourself, dearest. It is time to understand that you are here in this little course teaching you how to channel, even if you think you can't. Great title, huh? For that is your gift to humanity, is to be a divine link and let other people know that that divine link is them as well, coming together. That is what you are doing. And that is so powerful. And it is much easier than you think. If you can turn up the volume on your innate by wiggling your hands around your ears, then it is much easier than you think that it is. It is about trust. Trust yourself. Trust that you bring to you every situation that is necessary for you to evolve. And that is what it is all about, is trust. And as you bring that situation that is necessary for you to evolve, then it starts flowing and becomes easier and easier and easier and easier. Are you ready for the ease and grace and love and compassion and joy and laughter and wisdom and clarity of the universe? And so it is. It is done. For whatever you are choosing is being made manifest right here and right now. It is only a matter of knowing your own worth. We started off this day with gratitude and giving yourself permission to be who you are. We're going to conclude this day with trusting your voice to make the next step of evolution. And invest in yourself to make the next step of evolution, and invest in this humanity to make the next step of evolution for your galaxy. Dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We wish to play a song for you. It is by a dear friend of ours who we brought. She brought this song to us. And with this song, it can be your new theme song as it is working in to ease and grace in your world. And as it is, dearest beings of light, we just ask you to trust. Stand up for who you are. Be who you are. Love who you are. And be the love that you are. With that, we bid you namaste.